Everything in the carnival is a grand illusion, an outer reflection of the inner consciousness. A hall of mirrors designed to reflect back upon you that which is within you. We, the invisible puppeteers of the lunatic ringleaders of the circus, guide and direct the play, but you, the inmates, are its creators. Through the psychological manipulation of consciousness, you are encouraged to collectively project the reality that we prefer. In the Jamboree of Deception, what you refer to as reality is a superimposed facsimile, an artificial construct designed to ensnare your mind within its illusory, perceptual prisons and manufactured cognitive fortresses. It is a cheap, plastic imitation, a mimicry of actual, authentic, third-dimensional reality, a surreal overlay of an elusive simulacrum, a surreality, if you will. You've been lied to for your entire life. You've been led down the primrose path. You've been manipulated, misguided, and fucked with since the time you were thrust into this cold, unforgiving circus from the warm and nurturing comfort of your mother's womb. You were born into the simulacrum, the diseased madhouse, the hall of mirrors and illusion that reflects the insanity that casts its gaze upon the darkness of this world. Whatever you do, don't take it too seriously. Doing so may have severe repercussions. It's all a twisted, surreal cornucopia of lunacy, served up like a steaming pile of hopelessness on a glimmering platter of falsity and illusion, this world that you're born into, this carnival of the bizarre, this circus of the surreal, a cheap replica of what reality could actually be. Is Earth the penitentiary planet? Is it the lunatic asylum of the cosmos? Perhaps it's the garbage dump of the universe where all of the toxic shit is forsaken 500 million miles from nowhere in the far corners of nothingness. It certainly seems to be a collection of misfits. The most toxic, hideous, and malevolent creatures rise amongst you to kill and control, to corral and to coerce, to rule the dung heap from on high like filthy and diseased maggots feeding on the rotting corpses of potentiality and possibility. We place them there, but it is you who allow them to run amok and poison the garden, suffocating the very life force of the planet and her creatures like rotting weeds, choking the blossoming flowers of beauty, joy, and compassion. The victim consciousness holds the stifling system of control in place. The circus thrives and feeds upon it. The gears of the machine are oiled with the blood of your children. They are willingly sacrificed on the altar of despair, sinking like windswept vessels on the stormy seas of wretchedness. The slavery of an entire race of planetary beings goes unnoticed as the darkness engulfs yet another era, as it has through the blood-splattered corridors of time. The chains of oppression and tyranny clank through the broken streets of misery, and you dance and sway to the tune of the criminally insane. Imbalance and turmoil have become the mainstays of life in this living insane asylum, and endless droves have become well adjusted to the lunacy of your crumbling civilization. Care, virtue, and compassion have become all but extinct, while every depraved and diseased insult to the spirit is accepted as normal. Ignorance reigns supreme, and stupidity is exalted and celebrated with reckless abandon while your world falls dead. So many of the inmates remain locked within perceptual illusions, imprisoned within the cognitive fortresses not of their own making. They've purchased and adopted the perceptions of the circus and have become wed to them. Droves of clueless automatons exist as willing slaves, forever married to and defined by assumed perspectives and limiting systems of thought and belief. A greater vision remains incomprehensible and unreachable. They cannot see the circus for what it is, a pseudo-reality designed to imprison the mind within this hall of mirrors. The comfortable slave never questions his predicament. He simply devolves further into the trance that holds his consciousness captive within chains of ignorance and wretched despair. He spirals downwards into the pit of oblivion, cursing and despising those who won't toe the line. He is his own prisoner, a captive of his own mind. Bound within the chains of his own making, he feels at home in the Carnival Outre, the prison that ensnares his consciousness as it has for what feels like an eternity. blind acceptance keeps the inmates in line, scurrying about like rats in the decrepit sewer of their own creation. Manufactured crises confines them and keeps the thinking aspect under lock and key. For their thoughts are not even their own. They were provided by the circus, bought willingly, and sold like the wares of sinister merchants. No refunds, no exchanges. The inmates remain divided from each other, even from their own selves, from the spark of their very essence. For division is how the circus influences its rule over the masses. Focus on the irrelevant. Embrace the distractions. Captivate your mind and indulge the senses. There is so much to choose from in the circus bazaar. Of course, we care not which cognitive distraction you choose, but you must choose something that the carnival provides, lest you become a target, an outcast, a leper in the eyes of your peers, shunned and abandoned for attempting to become perceptually free of the chains that bind your consciousness. So, here you are, existing as empty vessels, tattered and torn, sinking within the stormy and polluted seas of despair, misguided spirits treading recklessly upon the desolation of self and the ashes of broken dreams. Tortured children, the fallen progeny of the fallen, the lost ones, the forgotten and forsaken, the bastard offspring of what was and what could have been, degenerate rejects of the universe. The Hall of Mirrors reflects back upon you all that needs healing within, but you thrash about, expending all of your energy fighting with the mirror instead of looking within to where the real problem and the real solution remains, and this we encourage at every turn. You project your inner divide and unresolved trauma into the Hall of Mirrors, which merely reflects to you what you do not wish to see and confront within yourself. You've got it all wrong. Haven't you figured this out by now? Well, of course not, because you live within and embrace a culture that celebrates ignorance and aspires towards stupidity, mediocrity, and banality, and you celebrate it. Not only do you not notice this, you don't even care. That's all well and fine, but don't you dare complain when you must wallow within the shit pen that you have created with your indifference, apathy, and unwillingness to even attempt to expand your consciousness and your perceptual awareness. You deserve to fall, and you are about to. We cannot wait to feast and become intoxicated with the sweet aphrodisiac of your despair. Oh, how we thrive upon it. Look at this circus. Can you observe it for what it is, or are you merely a part of the pollution? Are you just another cog in the machine of your own enslavement, or do you have it within you to rise above your own perceptual boundaries, your own self-perpetuated cognitive prison? Do you act in concert with your own self-created vision, or do you simply allow the carnival to twist your consciousness into form? Many times, life's greatest blessings masquerade as your darkest moments reflected in the Hall of Mirrors. In the moment, you may not notice the gift as you suffer and fall, but very often, a blessing hides within a curse. Why do so few notice the beauty that is in abundance with each moment and each breath that is drawn? How could they have become so disconnected, so divided, so estranged, even from their very selfhood? Have they not learned to embrace the darkness within, to shine their inner light there, to rise from the ashes? At every turn appears an ocean of sullen faces, despair, a deep longing for something more, buried underneath torturous pain and unresolved inner trauma displayed openly in the Hall of Mirrors. Why can they not learn to let the suffering wash over them, to cleanse them and to heal them? What stories can the undealt with repression tell you? What gifts does it bring? Cannot the darkness and repression be your greatest teachers? Your fortress walls remain impenetrable, your soul fragmented, 1,000 pieces scattered to the four winds. Ignorant and unaware you remain, riding the merry-go-round of self-loathing and shattered expectations. Wounded, you stand estranged from inner peace, broken, distant, empty. Each escape is but a shallow reflection of your own inner emptiness, your selfhood a ghost, a fading dark reflection of the mirror of falsehoods and deeply embraced lies, remnants, shards, broken pieces are naught but embers of the long dead flame, the fire that once upon a time burned brightly within you as a child. That spark has been stolen from you, crushed and torn asunder. Internal sadness and nothingness are what we wish to instill within the inmates, a passionless existence confined within the prison walls of self-perpetuated enslavement in the Carnival Outre. Quite obviously, we've been more than successful in our endeavor. The inner and the outer share a deep and intimate connection. What reflects in the Hall of Mirrors in the outer will never, nor can it ever change until that which is reflected changes. If the inner landscape of the mass consciousness is in division, disunity, disarray, and despair, then the Hall of Mirrors will show you that in the outer reflection within this grandiose carnival of the bizarre. The circus is awash with misery because the inner temple of the inmates is in disrepair, suffocating them and their progeny within the twisted illusions that the carnival has provided for them. The perceptual chains that bind the consciousness create and fortify the illusion. You embrace it willingly, and that will be your very downfall.